So there's much that we can learn from the past and from history. If we look back into our history, we see that many have struggled before us. In the 1960s and 70s, activists challenged the state and the status quo. In response, through programs such as COINTELPRO, the state repressed and criminalized these movements. Many activists landed in jail, and dozens of them are still in prison more than 30 years later. From the inside, these activists, now political prisoners, continue to organize for social justice. One particular project initiated by several political prisoners is the Certain Days Freedom for Political Prisoners Calendar Project. It's a collaboration between outside organizers and political prisoners. It's been going for several years now, and the 2007 calendar is hot off the presses. Joining us on the phone to tell us more about this collaborative project is Helen Hudson. She's an activist in Montreal and member of the Certain Days Collective that puts out the calendar. Welcome to the show, Helen. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So how did the calendar come about?
Well, as you mentioned in your intro there, it was the idea of one of the political prisoners who works on it today, that prisoner being Herman Bell, who's a former member of the Black Panther Party. There's a number of us here in Montreal who had been working with Herman on other things, doing direct support work, working on his parole campaigns when he came up for parole. And so through that, we got to know him as well as some other New York State political prisoners who are held close to Montreal. And we had always wanted to work on sort of a joint, shared organizing project with them. So Herman had the idea of putting out this calendar, and it's been going ever since.
So how is the project organized?
Well, basically there's three political prisoners, all held in New York State. Prisoners tend to get moved around, so at this point they're not all particularly close to Montreal, but they all have been at some point. And they work on the calendar at a conceptual level. Obviously, they don't let people have computers and do desktop publishing inside the prison, so they can't do that aspect. But they really guide the process. Our theme, which I hope to talk a bit about later in the interview, our theme for this year is immigration, and that idea, as well as some of the specific ideas of the content, came from David Gilbert, who's another one of the prisoners who is involved in the ongoing process. Now then, there's a collective of us here in Montreal, and we do the physical production of the calendar. We follow up on ideas that the prisoners have had and seek out content, images, and text, and do the desktop publishing to put it together.
So what motivates you to get involved in the issue of political prisoners? Why do you think it's important?
Well, again, I'm going to draw on your intro to the interview. You really summed it up nicely. There's just so much to be learned from the organizers who are now political prisoners, and I purposely mention them as organizers now being prisoners, because they were doing excellent organizing work out on the street and met with repression and ended up in prison. Those of us organizing on the outside today, first of all, really need to see ourselves as part of the same movement as political prisoners. These are people doing the work that we are doing now, who have really met with very heavy repression for it. Also, in doing so, they've learned a lot, and we have a lot to learn from them. So working with political prisoners is a matter of solidarity, but it's also a matter of continuity, kind of an intergenerational aspect to organizing work.
So what have you learned from this collaborative process of working with people from the inside?
Oh, so much that I don't even know where to begin. In terms of the process of working together, I think the process is important. Having the barrier of the prison walls, you know, while I certainly would have it rather not be there, obviously, really, you know, tends to make you more attentive to communication, because it's made that much more difficult. So as opposed to just all sitting around the table and making decisions, a lot of that happens through the mail. Some of that happens on visits, and there's a time lag, so that that means you have to be that much more attentive to process. A lot of the analysis that's contained within the calendar, the political analysis that's there, I would say certainly I've learned from the prisoners on that, and I would say I think the rest of the outside collective has too.
And so you did mention that the theme for the calendar this year is immigration. How did that come about, and why was this issue chosen for the theme?
Well, how it came about is when we had our initial meeting with David Gilbert to first start to talk about the 2007 calendar, he raised the idea, and we all thought it was an excellent one. And from there on, we just went about gathering content. And I have to say, I've worked on the calendar for a number of years now, and I think that this year's theme is the strongest, just in terms of like the way the content is tied together. Why we think it's important is we think that prison and borders are two very parallel ways that the state tries to keep people down and repress people. There's been a lot of very strong migrant justice organizing in North America over the past year, and we thought it was timely to recognize that. We also thought it was timely to make the links between the issues faced by prisoners in general, political prisoners in particular, and migrants. Really, the connection seemed quite obvious to us, but it's a link that's not made often, so we thought it was one we should underscore.
So what are you trying to achieve with this project?
Well, it's twofold. It is a fundraiser, so one of the things we're trying to do is make money, so please buy the calendar, everyone who's listening. But the other thing we're trying to do is raise awareness of a number of issues, the issue of political prisoners themselves. There are many political prisoners in North America, well over 100, and that's sort of a little-known fact. You know, a lot of the time people think of political prisoners as being, you know, in far-off countries with repressive dictatorships. But it's a tool of political repression that's used very much here in Canada and throughout North America. So we try to raise that issue, but we also try to raise other issues that we feel are tied to it. So this year, the overarching theme is immigration, as I mentioned. But if you flip through the calendar, you'll see that Indigenous issues are tied in, queer struggle is tied in. We really try and make the links amongst a number of issues that we believe to be connected. So it's really a political communication tool.
So for people who are interested in ordering or contributing to next year's calendar or getting involved, how do they go about doing so?
Well, for all of those things, ordering, contributing, etc., you can get in touch with us through our website, www.certaindays.org, so that's all one word. And that website also has our other contact info on it, mailing address, etc.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I have been speaking with Helen Hudson. She's a member of the Certain Days Freedom for Political Prisoners Calendar Collective. This year's calendar is a fundraiser for the New York State Task Force on Political Prisoners, No One is Illegal Kingston, and Adamir, which is a Palestinian prisoner support organization. And you can order this 2007 calendar online at their website, certaindays.org.